This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for November 9th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 25 live feeds. It was day 99 in the house, and today is day 100. This is the final live feed update of the season. We're going to talk it through. We're going to talk about it like we always do. There's not a lot to talk about, though. We can talk about the fact that the season is over. Tonight is the finale. We can talk about the fact that we've been here for 100 days straight. Still haven't missed one. That's nice. Even though, the voice is struggling. I also finished the game recap, the story of Big Brother 25 told through the live feeds with a focus on the final three. It's a bit over 3 hours, but highly recommend it if you are looking for a reminder of what happened through the game. It's basically a summary of these live feed updates told through the notes that I took all season long. I think that like usually what happens is that throughout the season, you start to feel like there are certain narratives that exist, you start to remember things in a different way. And so I always find it useful to go back and remember a lot of things. Like, for instance, not to spoil anything, but like, a lot of people remember Jag making a lot of the decisions throughout the second half of the game, but Matt was actually the one usually pushing for things like going against Cam and pulling in Bowie and all kinds of stuff like that. So check it out. It's a good time. But let's talk about yesterday. Again, not a lot to talk about, but Bowie, who we talked before, has started to maybe realize that she's maybe not going to be taken to the final two. Jag has made it fairly obvious that at the very least, he seems to be indicating that he's not going to take vote at the final two. It could theoretically be a ploy to convince her that she's not going, which will then convince Matt that he's taking him, which will help convince Matt that he should Jag, but it feels like Jag wants to take Matt, and Bowie is feeling that as well. So Bowie does eventually say she wants to give Jag a pitch. She'd regret it if she didn't. She's not just gonna lay down and die. She's not going to Christmas it and be like, I, you know, just want you two to be in the end. And so she makes the pitch. The pitch is, listen, I think we made the right call taking Matt to the final three. But now it's game on, right? Don't you think? She says, Jack, $750,000 is a lot of money. You're 25 years old. This could set you up for life. I mean, you really gonna give it all away to take Matt? Really? Look, I know I lose to you. I lose to both of you. You know Matt beats you. I'm just looking for second place here. Bring me along. And if you're looking for a way to justify this, because I know that your main thing is that you feel bad, you have to think of it this way. Matt was always in a good position in this game. He wasn't in the position you were in. He was always good no matter what. It was easy for him to be loyal to you because he always knew that he was safe and that you'd be targeted. He always knew that he would beat you. And let me tell you, Bowie is making some points. Between the money, the win, and the fact that Matt's loyalty is much more convenient than Jag's at this point, she's making some points. Jag even says, you're making some points. But he doesn't give her anything here, and he shouldn't. Again, like he shouldn't be like over the moon promising Bowie necessarily. He doesn't want to set Matt off, but it's not feeling like he's really considering it. He does sort of go off and kind of think to himself afterward, and you know, he it seems like he's talking to himself a little bit at one point, but he goes to Matt and he tells Matt all about the pitch and they laugh about it. And they again just talk more about they're going to be boys for life. They're taking each other for sure. She's trying, but there's nothing she can do. Jag tells Matt, like, I have to make a decision that I can live with for the rest of my life. You know, like I need to live with my decision. I feel like you could live with $750,000, but like, it's a decision to not have $750,000 is also a decision that you have to live with. But hey, maybe he wins. Who knows? The juries are wild sometimes. He does talk about the thing that we've talked about a lot, which is, Jag says, if I'm going to lose to somebody, I would so much rather I lose to you. Because it would suck to lose to anybody else. And this is such a huge thing here in the final three. I feel like it's been so relevant in so many seasons that like loyalty, but also like not wanting to lose, not wanting to be wrong and lose. We saw it, of course, in All Stars too. You know, the Nicole thing. We saw it in 23. And then we saw the reverse in 24. We saw the cutting of Turner only to be wrong and lose, which was glorious in its own right. But it seems like Jag is sort of stuck in that trap as well at this point. And we might have Turner in the chat right now. So, hello. But that seems to be where Jag and Matt are here. That Jag, again, seems to be taking Matt. Now, there are some interviews that are worth mentioning. Sharon Tharp had a great one with Dr. Will. You know, this just a reminder of why he's just so good at television. And I guess podcasts as well. Dr. Will, of course, hosted the Jury Roundtable. He said some interesting things about the Jury Roundtable, if we want to get into that. Now, before I had the chance to watch it, I was told about it. And I was told two different things. I was told that he said that the jury came to a consensus, a unanimous consensus. And I was also told that he said that they ended up disagreeing. And the reason why I was told these two different things is because Dr. Will said both of those things. He said, I don't like unanimous votes. And unfortunately, this jury came to a consensus. Then immediately following that, he said, you know, I think they all agreed when they were being voted out, but now they all disagree. Which one is true, Dr. Will? Such a liar, always lying to us. Check out the interview if you haven't. It was a fun one. I particularly enjoy Dr. Will also like totally lying about like whether or not he remembers certain chats and certain players. He actually seems a lot more tapped in than I thought, which was interesting. And I think he plays off that he's not as tapped. I think he's more tapped in than he even admits, I think. Given the kinds of ways that he speaks about some of the players. So that's interesting. In terms of the holiday surprise, which I'm sure we'll find out about. I mean, I'm speculating about tonight. But what are we going to do here? Julie had an interview where I think it was also with Sharon, where she's, or maybe she did do an interview with Sharon. She said in one interview, about the holiday surprise that, she said, oh, it's been done before. She didn't say we've done it before. She said, it's been done before, which I heard we've done it before. And I was like, well, it has to be celebrity if that's the case. But what she actually said was it's been done before. Which to me is sort of like, we haven't done it, but it has been done, which could mean that like an international version of the show has done it, or maybe like just another kind of reality show has done it. So if anybody knows of like holiday themed specials or things that other shows have done, you know, maybe that's it. She does say in, I think, the interview with Sharon that it is a December holiday themed thing, which to me again implies that like it's December, like it's not January, it's like December, which also again implies to me like maybe a special. We'll find out tonight, maybe. So that's what we got. It seems like Jag plans to take Matt. Where does the jury stand? It seems like they're in favor of Matt, but all of these things could change. So we'll find out tonight. Again, please check out the game recap if you're interested. It's long, but you know, it's fun. I put a lot of work into it. I do think that, you know, especially if like you're interested in my thoughts on the game or the players, it's all there with all of the evidence cited. That's it. That's the thing. So that's what I got. I'll be live tonight on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, whether or not you use the whole URL. The game recap is on YouTube. I'll tweet it out as well. You can find me on Twitter. But I'll be live on Twitch tonight watching the finale live. Should be a good time. Come and hang out with me. Hey, maybe we'll be surprised. Maybe we won't. Either way, we'll be watching together. And then, you know, in the off season, I'll keep moving forward. I'll keep making some content, streaming on Twitch, doing all kinds of things like that. If this holiday surprise is something, then I'll be watching that on Twitch. We'll be recapping it as always. We'll have some interviews after the season, I'm sure. So stay tuned for that. But in general, just, you know, don't be a stranger. Keep up with me in the off season. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitch. You know, thank you so much for being here. These updates, another year down. I've been doing these for like six, 7 years now, something like that. They just continue to grow, and the audience continues to come, and this is, you know, the biggest year for the updates ever. It just continues to increase like that. And so I'm just so grateful for all of you. You know, whether or not you agree with me at times, I appreciate, every single one of you that tunes in and is respectful. You know, just an incredible, opportunity and, I just appreciate it. I appreciate this is what I get to do. It's hard work at times, but, I love doing it. So thank you all so much for joining me all season long, all 100 days. And I will see all of you next season.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.